So continuing on, so Lechayda, talking about a case that wasn't with the Vatl. Umid the Sefer, the Lebotl says, now Lechayda, since the last case is talking about they didn't renounce their rights, that's why nobody else can carry in the Mavli if they forgot to join in, that Reisha Namri Lebotl. So the other case also wasn't with Vatl. So it comes out, Reisha V'Sefer Rameir, the beginning and the Mishnah's Rameir, that because you only shared in one, Chatzar or the Mavli, you didn't share in the other one. Whatever you shared in is permitted, what you didn't share in is forbidden. And the Mitziyasa Rabbanan. And the middle case comes out to be the Rabbanan. So it comes out very odd. Says the Gemara. In the middle case where it says that if one of the people forgot to join the Chatzar, didn't join the Chatzar, so we say over there that what? That everyone is permitted to carry. Why permitted to carry? If it wasn't Mavatl, the only one reason allowed to carry is because this person who forgot to join the Chatzar did join the Mavi. And we rely on the shit of the Mavi that you don't need to do anything in the Chatzar. That's not the view of Rameyeh, that's the view of the Chachamim. So what's going on here? Says Gemara, you're right. Kul Rameyeh. All Rameyeh. And I'll explain to you why this middle case, since he joined the shitta from the Mavli, even though he forgot the Chatzar, we're not worried. You know why? The only reason why the mayor says that you cannot rely on the shitta from the Mavli is, what do you have to make an Eidah between all the Chatzedas if you made a shitta from the Mavli? And the reason is, we're scared that people are going to forget the whole idea of a native. But over here, because everybody else made a native, including your own Chatzar, everybody else joined in the native. You're the only one who forgot. We're not worried. And you all join the Shittah Mavli, we're not worried that you're going to forget the idea of a native. The time my Amra may have been a native, been a Shittah, why are you both? So, Lishkar Tayyar is Eidim, and that's an Eidim. We don't want the kids to forget what an Eidim is all about. But Hochi here, Kivin the Ruby, where most of the people, everyone else did participate in Eidim, Loimish Takha, you won't be forgotten. Okay, a new thing now, Amra Vilabuddha says, that Rav, Rehuda said, that Rav, Loitoni Psuchas Zuluzu. That Rav did not learn that the Chatzedes were open one to another. In other words, what our Mishnah says, you make an Eid of this, I told you there's three possibilities. There's an Eid of within each Chatzar, an Eid of between all the Chatzedes, and then an Eid of on the main street, which we call Shittuf. Now he says here, that Rav says, we're only talking about case number one and case number three. We're talking about all the houses within one chatzar, and we're talking about all the chatzeres into the street, but not talking about joining the chatzeres to each other. Omar Rav Yehuda, Rav, Loitoni does not learn we're talking about a case of psuchas zuluzu, that what? That we're talking about that all the courtyards are joining each other. We're talking about each courtyard is separate. When the Mishnah says that you're allowed to carry the chatzeres, we're talking about within the chatzar, or into the street. We'll soon see why. Rav, like Tony Psuchas Uluzu. Ikadam, another said of Kana Gufi, not that he said name of Rav, he himself held like Tony Psuchasu. Omer by Rabbi Yisrael, my time middle term Psuchasu, why Takanat? Why can't we talk about that middle case as well, where all the courtyards are open to each other, and you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to another? Because Kasavari holds, Kol Shittif, when it comes to a Shittif, when you want to join together in the street, then if you don't go directly from your chatzar into the street, then lav shmei shittuf. It's not called a shittuf. In other words, if you go, if one chatzar goes to the street via another chatzar, it no longer looks like you're joined together as a shittuf in the mavi. And therefore, in this case over here, even though you could go directly to the street, but if all the chatzeres are also open to each other, it doesn't look so apparent that the chatzeres, contiguous to the street, are really part of the street. They spill onto the street. It looks like, it's like one, the chatzeres are really using each other. And that's not what a shittuf mavi is all about. The shittuf mavi has to be that every chatzer goes directly into the street itself. So otherwise, it's not considered a shittuf. So the Gemara, we're asking them a question on this. Because it's possible in this case here never to go through the street. You can go from one end of the first chatzar and just work your way back and wind your way to the very last chatzar without ever having to go to the street. And therefore, it's not a proper shittuf mavi. And even though the poyel, you use the street as well, and even though the bread that you use or the wine, you brought in from the street into the chatzar, since it could be that you'll go from your chatzar. So Rav took a step further. that Rav said, even though you did the right thing, you brought, you know, the bread and the wine through the street into whichever chatzah you want to bring it to, from one chatzah street to the next chatzah. But since you could go from one chatzah to the next chatzah without having to go through the street to bring the bread or the wine that you want to use as your shittuf, therefore we're goyzer that people next time won't know the difference, and they'll just bring it straight through the shortcut from one chatzah to the next chatzah, and that is no good. So therefore they answered the whole thing. Eisvei will ask a few questions. It says, we had before, if a balabos in the Mishnah was a shutif to his neighbors, remember he had two partners in business, both of them, chutz on each side, and use wine, you can rely on that wine to be also your shutif. We never brought wine from the street into the chutzah. Not at all. The wine is already sitting over there, and we can rely on that. Why aren't we worried that, you know, that make a gzeda that next time you don't know that you have to bring from the street into the chatzah? No, I was talking about over here that you took the wine into the street, and from the street you brought it into the one neighbor's house. You took the wine in the street, and in the street you brought it into the other neighbor's house. So even though you didn't put it there for the sake of an eidah, you put it there for business, but that's how you did it. So therefore, it's all right. And the Rashi already says it's a difficult answer, and the Gemara will say later. Another question, Ketzav Mishtatvim Mavi. It says later on, how do you contribute or how do you participate in the Mavi? So it says that you put a barrel of wine, and you say this barrel of wine belongs to the entire Mavi, and I'm a zakeh everybody in the Mavi. You don't find that every single chatzar in that mavi took wine into the street and then brought it to this house. You just picked up a barrel and you said, I have in mind everybody in the chatzar. So we see that it doesn't have to go from the street into your house. Or from the, you know, every chatzar to the street to the other chatzar to where it belongs. Someone said, no. After you were mazaka the barrel, you went to every person's chatzar you brought in the street and you brought it to your chatzar. Which again is a doichik, because that's a big chiddush, doesn't say. Masko rabba bachana le'me'atim. So, what about hikne le pas bisaloi? I had bread in my basket. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be mazak everybody with this bread in my basket. Hachinami don't have a shittuf. It's not a good shittuf because I didn't carry it through the mavi into my house. The chitev achlamim. You say taki? Yeah. Well, give me the same answer. Yeah. You took it out on the street and put it back in. What happened? You have a whole group of people. Shoyim musubin. They were singing together on a Friday afternoon, and they're having a pesudah Shabbos and the kiddush alena yaim. And then suddenly he said, oi, poydus mapet shomer Shabbos. And became Shabbos. Hapas sha'alav shulchan, the bread that happened to be on the table that they are all eating from, soimchim olam mishameid. They can now say, oh, this is the eid of chotzer for this Shabbos. Now, they definitely didn't carry it out on the street and brought it back in. That's not the case. But amri lam misham shittuf. And others say that this could even be a shittuf for the entire street, not just for the chotzer. Omar Rabbi says, and then, so what's a chilik? Why we say eight of them? Why some say shittuf? Like pligi, depends where they're sitting. Kambim mesubim bebayis, they're all sitting inside a house. We'll say, okay, this is an eight of for this chatzar. All the houses are, since all the families in this courtyard are now eating Shabbos meal together, Friday afternoon, and now it turns to Shabbos. So this bread is good for that chatzar. And kambim chatzar, they're sitting inside the courtyard, they can say, oh, this is for the entire street. If all the chatzedas in the street join together for a Shabbos kiddush, Shabbos meal Friday night, then you can say it's for the entire street. Now, clearly they didn't take it out and brought it back in. So there's no such thing. So there's a question on Rav. So Rav holds that the only way you can make a shittuf is that the chatzedas don't join together, so therefore you're forced to bring from the street into the house. We see it's not important. At the time of Rav, we'll give a whole new reason for Rav. You know why Rav says we don't want to have back entrances for the chatzedas? They will have to go on the street. The kosovet ein mavi nite belech v'kaida. He says, when do we give the status of a mavi that we're lenient? All you need is a post or a beam. Achi botim, you have to have botim v'chatzedas psuchim l'toichai. You have to have botim and chatzedas open, open to the to this mavi. But if the chatzedas are open to each other, what happens? If the chatzedas are all open to each other, and they made an eidah between all the chatzedas, even though there might be five chatzedas, we view it halachically as if they're one chatzah. That's why they're allowed to carry to each other. But in order for a mavi to qualify to be a mavi, you need a minimum of two chatzedas fronting it. But over here, even though you have five, legally it's considered as if it's one. So it doesn't work. Okay, so the Mother Gufa, let's analyze this last part. Omer Avraham says, a mavi is not permitted lechi kreda, ad shi yebotim v'chatzedet psuchim l'toichei. Mavi is not permitted in Lechem Kodesh unless you have two courtyards with houses. Every chatzar has to have two houses, and you need two courtyards facing the street. But over here, if you have all the chatzedas joining together, it's considered like one big chatzar, and therefore it's like and because it's one, it's not a valid. You cannot make a shittim of ois. Now, we said before, a father and a son are considered one, and yet if they live in two different courtyards, as far as a mavi is concerned, it's considered two. So Rashi says that Rav doesn't agree with that Gemara. He said that even though they don't need an aid of a father and a son, but as far as the street is concerned, it's considered one. If you don't need an aid of, we treat it as one. It's one, it's not a mavi, and it wouldn't be good with a lechi and kaida. But we hold that even though halachically the chatzedah is considered one, that's only as far as Erev chatzedah is concerned. But as far as the mavi is concerned, it's still considered two. So that argues with the din we learned earlier today. Yeah. Thinking about it further, that's one opinion. Shmuel says that filabayis echad, the chatzer achas. Shmuel says if you have one house fronting the street, and then separately you have a courtyard fronting the street, that is good enough. That is good enough. And that's Rabbi Yechon goes a step further. He said you don't even need a house. So we're talking about, according to Rabbi Yechon, you need one house fronting the street and one courtyard with one house in it. And Rabbi Yechon says, I feel a churba, even on one side you have a courtyard, on the other side you have only a churba, which is like a dilapidated house or a house in ruins. That's as long as it has some walls standing there, it's still considered a house, and now this is considered a street. And there's an advantage calling it a street, that all you need is a lechi or a kaida. Omele Abay, Rabbi Yechon said, I feel a bishvil shal kramim. Rabbi Yechon holds, even if it's not a house in ruins, because nobody lives there. So what about if you have there just a row of palm trees? Would that be good enough? Or, you know, you have, vineyards. If you have a whole bunch of vineyards, is that considered good enough? On one side you have vineyards, on one side of your house, that the street in between is considered a mavi? And make it and be so makel that you can use it as a mavi? Because L'chay Rabbi said, what's a chilek, a churba? Nobody lives there. So he says, no. Only by churba. And why a churba is different? Because the chazi l'dil, l'chalapachis, it's potential to live there. But in order for mavi to be mavi, you need, if nobody physically lives, at least it has to be a house that somebody can live there. But shvil shekramim doesn't work. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow in Yitzhashem.